are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Back to work, everybody. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So usually this time of year, we're already into December. But because Thanksgiving had come a little early, we're still in the Novembers, right? So, you know, some people are, they're still not into... I notice many of you, your houses aren't decorated yet because it's just not December. I think this is really cool because we're getting some extra shopping days in. But as far as I'm concerned, we are now definitely into the holiday season. I cannot wait. Yeehaw! We're going to try to sprinkle our shows with Christmas music. Hopefully we get that. I just love Christmas music. I know I've been asked not to sing this year. It has been made very, very clear by upper management that we're supposed to keep singing to a minimum, especially if it's coming out of my vocal cords. But whenever the boss isn't looking. Why do you think I like to work on vacations all the time? Because then the bosses aren't here. So I could fa-la-la all day long. And boy, do I like to fa-la-la. So you can see I'm having some good job satisfaction. I like my job. I'm pretty happy. I love my job, actually. I was just on the John Phillips show with Doug McIntyre, Terry Ray. Show on KABC Los Angeles. We were talking about that study that I discussed a few days ago regarding unemployment and risk of heart disease. We talked about that. You know, people who get fired multiple times are at higher and higher and higher risk for heart disease. We're expecting multiple layoffs coming this next year. But here's some good news. Female porn stars have higher self-esteem and better quality of life than other women, according to this one report. There's a study that was published this week that says that women who are porn stars. Now, this is something I've never really aspired to be, but, you know, for those of us that don't have good job satisfaction, maybe something worth looking into. It's a report in the Journal of Sex Research found that porn stars are not more likely to have psychological problems than other women. And in fact, they discovered that they had a more positive outlook on life with higher self-confidence and more flattering views on their body image. Now, some of you are like, what kind of a stupid study is this? I have to say, this is something that I was wondering if it was going to be studied. You know, I live in Las Vegas, and I take care of patients in Las Vegas. I always have. I had a license in Arizona, which I decided not to continue when I opened up my practice in Nevada. But I had done ER in Arizona. But Vegas is where I've primarily practiced all these years. And the... every now and then you have a patient that is in the entertainment industry, and the more derobed entertainment industry. And boy, do these women have self-confidence. I don't think I have had to give any one of them, if I think clearly, an antidepressant. I have had some STD issues with some of them that we've had to treat, but if I really think about it, no, I have not had to treat any of them with antidepressants. They like their body image, the majority of them that don't have body dysmorphic disorder. They like their job. They are getting great exercise. Pole dancing is phenomenal exercise for the abs and buttocks and thighs, believe it or not. In fact, there are pole dancing classes for us middle-aged women folk that don't want to do it to be sexy. We just want a good, fun workout. You put some music on, and you dance around the pole. And it's not just something we do in Vegas. I mean, people can do that anywhere, and it's a real good workout. You know, we're trying to find ways to work out for those of us that don't like to go to the gym. But these women do appear to have some self-esteem. You know, I mean, if you think about it, you know, here I am, and I don't really get oogled or googled or well, I'm sure some people Google me, but they don't, ogle is the word for it, ogle, gogle. Anyway, people don't look at me. And I don't really notice it anymore, but, you know, when you think back to when you were in your 20s and people were checking you out, it does give you a little bit of a confidence booster. So these women who get checked out a lot, obviously, and thrown money at, yeah, their self-esteem is going to rise. I mean, if we're being scientific about it, now, what happens if they become my age or older? Are they going to go through a huge depression? I don't know. From what I understand, the porn industry doesn't discriminate that much against age. From what I understand, you could have 60-year-olds in the film. So maybe there is some longevity and job security in that field. Do I want you guys to go into porn? Absolutely not. No. But it's just kind of interesting to see that their esteem is up, and they're probably one of the healthiest psychologically and mental group that we have out there. Is that crazy? Is that crazy? So, you know, to review what we talked about last week with unemployment being hard on the heart, me and Doug McIntyre was kind of tossing between ideas. You know, he said, well, if you are unemployed or you do get laid off, and if we are expecting layoffs this next year, and we are, I know there's supposed to be a bump up with employment, but what they're expecting is we're going to have a mini bump up holiday season, and then come January, everybody's going to reassess where they are with Obamacare, where they are with the new tax codes, fiscal cliff, etc. Who's going to be taxed? Who isn't going to be taxed? And then they're probably going to be making adjustments to the bottom line. So there's a better than 50% chance that we're going to see a slew of layoffs in 2013. And as a doctor, I'm worried because I know heart attacks go up. I'm very nervous. I mean, I'm telling all my patients, anything you need to get done, you get done now. All right? You never know how long you're going to have that health insurance. You don't know. Even me, I was just talking to Scott. I am going to try to get all my medical appointments in now. Not because I think the radio station is going to fire me, but it just, I know the insurance is going to change and it's going to cover less. And we've talked about that at great lengths. But why would heart attacks be up? Is it because you're not going to the doctor when you're unemployed to save money? You're not buying your medication because you're unemployed? Is it the stress? Yeah, all of those. But also the idea, and we talked about this when we talked about centenarians and why do people over 100 live longer? It's because they have a routine. You know, they don't have to panic where they're going to be on a Monday or Friday or whatever. They have a routine. This is a life they've led for decades. They eat at the same time. They poop at the same time. They exercise at the same time, whether it's on a farm or walking to work. And that predictability and routine is what keeps people alive, as opposed to the you don't know where you are one day, you know, to the next. Even though some jobs are like that. But me, I got a studio. I get to sit on the studio. I got a hemorrhoid pillow. I'm fine. I'm happy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We are back. Welcome back to the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott working the dial. So I guess we have one death to report from Black Friday weekend. I guess there was a shoplifter who had died following a confrontation with two Walmart employees and a security guard. Why is it always Walmart? Why, if somebody's going to die, right, during Christmas shopping, it's going to be a Walmart? I don't get that. I go to Walmart all the time. All right? It doesn't get that rough. What's going on here? Georgia police have launched an investigation. DeKalb County police said the man was allegedly pursued by a group of employees and security guard on suspicion of stealing electronics from the Lithonia Walmart. When police arrived to handcuff the suspect, he was unresponsive and bleeding from the nose. He later died at an area hospital. Walmart says it's also launching an investigation into the death. They say no amount of merchandise is worth someone's life. Associates are trained to disengage from situations that would put themselves or others at risk. All right. I mean, I, I know a lot of security guards, and many of them, they, you know, really don't go into the whole Phil Nelson or anything like that. I mean, usually the security guards will call the police, and they'll, you know, chase him down and find where the situation is. This guy was tough, whoever allegedly did this to him. But it just always seems to be Walmart in the news, doesn't it? Well, I guess what's huge today is Cyber Monday. Now, Cyber Monday supposedly is something that's been made up over the last few years, where this is the day you're supposed to do all your online shopping. Now, I did my online shopping last week. I was fine with that. But online shopping, this is supposed to be the day that everybody's supposed to do it. And they are expecting billions of dollars to be spent on Cyber Monday. Crazy. Now, $1.5 billion, that is expected to be spent. Now, I'm taking a look at, you know, what's been going on. All right, I have to actually take a step back from something I said a few weeks ago. Now, what I had said a few weeks ago about stores is I noticed a lot of stores, their prices go up after Thanksgiving. They know there's going to be a bunch of people in the stores. I've caught that many times where I look at something before Thanksgiving weekend, then I go after Thanksgiving weekend and I've seen things $20 more, etc. And so I'm very, very careful with after Christmas shopping. But it's a little different with your cyber shopping. And the reason why is if you Google something that you want to buy, many times you get a list of the things you want to buy and with images and the prices. And it'll compare with other stores. And then you pick, like, if there's something that's $19.99 and you find it somewhere else for $16.47, you're going to click there. So Cyber Monday, or your cyber sales, I think are going to be some of the better sales because they aren't trapping you into their store. Even though, yes, somebody could say, well, you know, you get what they have on their home page. And then as you look for something, you want to, you know, get to the free shipping amount, you know, purchases over $100 get free shipping. So you're going to shop around and get something. And I've caught myself doing that. That happened to me Wednesday night. I bought something more expensive than on another site because I was already too deep into the cyber shopping deal of that one website where I was so damn close to the free shipping. So you get caught that way. But I mean, I'm taking a look at these things. So they say Amazon is offering 60% off a Panasonic Viera 55-inch TV. I guess that's usually over grand. Sears is offering $430 off a Maytag washer and dryer. These things are now on sale for $399. I'm taking a look here. Amazon, they say there's 80% off thousands of Kindle books, 70% off headphones. They say some of the best buys will be the, a vacuum cleaner. Oh, I don't want that. DVDs. Okay, what's Best Buy doing? Ooh, free shipping. Oh, there may be free shipping with Best Buy. That's pretty cool. Cameras. Trying to see, though, a real good deal. See, I don't know what most of these things cost. Kmart, 75% off all diamond earrings. I don't have a pair of diamond earrings. I don't think I've ever had a pair of diamond earrings. 75% off. See, this is what I want to hear from you guys. Are these true? This is supposed to be online. I mean, really? 75% off. So if there is a $1,000 pair, right, of diamond earrings, you're going to get them for $250? And yes, what's wrong with my husband? How come I've never gotten a pair of diamond earrings? All right, see, the problem is I lose earrings, so he knows better. There's no way he's going to buy me diamond earrings. We don't have the money, and if so, I lose it. Oh, I'm a dead woman. Macy's, buy one, get one free on selected women's sweaters and boots. Oh, that sounds good. Sears, Nordatrack, elliptical. So, I mean, okay, so there's some cool stuff. Then there's all this beauty stuff. Sephora, I love Sephora. Oh, okay, you know what? This is what I got to tell you guys. Go to Mail Online. There's these coupon codes. Remember I talked about this on Saturday? If you get coupon codes, discount codes, these things are awesome. For example, J. Crew Factory, 40% off everything if you use Give and Get coupon code. Madewell, if you use the coupon code TREAT. Sephora, if you use a coupon code FBCYBER for Facebook Cyber. These coupon codes I love because what's happening is you're purchasing, you know, whatever their discounted rates are supposedly on the internet, and then you get to throw the discount code that'll either give you the free shipping or 20% off or et cetera. So don't forget to Google your coupon codes. If not, mail online gives a bunch of coupon codes. That's pretty helpful. Again, we're in this to save money. It's not about giving gifts. If you really think about it, it's not about giving gifts. All right? You know, a lot of our friends that are friends now are not going to be your friends later. I mean, honestly. And do they really remember the gift you give? It's not about that. It's about saving money, doing your duty, and not looking like you didn't give a gift. All right? So just get the gift. Get the gift any way you have to legally. Right? Save whatever money you can. Rip off the price tag. Make it wrapped up really nice and always put X's and O's on it. It shows you really, really care, even though most of them probably gave you a reusable basket that somebody gave them. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY. I'm not being Scrooge. It's just, I know what happens. I see what happens. I go to people's parties. You see the wine people bring. Then here comes your party and the same wine was brought to you that was dropped off at their house. I see it. I see it all the time. That's what they do. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Did you guys hear about the confetti being thrown at the Macy's Day Parade? This isn't the first time this has happened. I think this occurred when the Saints won and people were throwing confetti. People make their own confetti. They don't like to buy confetti. And so as they're throwing confetti, they decide to get shredded pieces of paper to throw. And unfortunately, one office, used shredded paper from confidential police records, even documents that included Mitt Romney's motorcade. For some reason, I think a high schooler saw something on his girlfriend's jacket. He took a look at it, and it looked like Social Security numbers. Then they decided to pick up a couple more, and they saw names of detectives, more names of Social Security numbers, information on motorcade, and of course they reported it. Many of these were still readable, obviously. The documents appeared to have originally belonged to the Nassau County Police Department, which polices parts of Long Island, just outside New York City. They say some of the confetti strips included references to former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney's motorcade, presumably related to the fact that the second presidential debate took place in Nassau County last month. Ethan Finkelstein is the hero. Oh, he's a university student who was watching the parade, noticed the strip of confetti, and noticed that some important information was on it. This is a recession. That's what's going to happen, guys. People aren't going to buy real confetti. They're going to go into the shredder, and they're going to throw those without thinking. The police department, of course, is investigating. People are all mad, up in an uproar. I didn't see the Macy's Day Parade. I didn't watch it. I've missed a lot. I didn't even watch any of the football. But you know what I did do is there was a Rebel game. And I did go to the UNLV Rebel game, and that was fun. I did that Friday night. They did pretty well, but lost at the end. But that was pretty good, although we got there late and we missed the fireworks. And don't ask, honestly, there's rarely traffic in Vegas as long as you avoid the strip. But when it comes to a UNLV Rebel game, you're in trouble. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, we're going to be coming back from break. Now it looks like doctors are going to take one step ahead. Or one step further with this over-the-counter birth control. What some doctors are going to do is just give all teenagers the morning after pill. Just so they can be safe. So now teenagers are going to be getting a morning after pill in case they goof. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about Casey Anthony's Google search for quote-unquote foolproof suffocation, which apparently was missed prior to her trial. Foolproof suffocation. The day her daughter went missing. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code, DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. We spent some time last week discussing over-the-counter birth control, why I had some concerns over the reasoning behind it. Apparently, the American Association of Obstetricians and Gynecologists thought it would reduce unwanted pregnancies, having birth control sitting over the counter for young kids to go and grab as they needed it. And my concern was, is if a child thinks that taking an over-the-counter birth control is going to prevent them from being pregnant, they're probably not the most keen in using it correctly, because they shouldn't be having unprotected sex to begin with. Okay. They should be also purchasing a condom. Maybe these birth control packets should have a condom on top of it. Not that I think these kids are going to be using the condom. But a child who thinks that they could just go ahead and take a birth control without using a condom, which is why they're going to get birth control, because they don't want to use a condom, obviously isn't the most savvy. Because kids that don't use condoms are going to get STDs. But they don't care. I know. Well, now we're taking it one step further. The American Academy of Pediatrics has suggested that nation's pediatricians make advanced prescriptions for the morning after pills, the Plan B, to give to girls under age 17 before they even have sex. All right? And these are the pediatricians, to just give them Plan B. Now, let's get to some of your phone calls, but I'll tell you guys what Plan B is in a second. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I have a real issue with putting birth control over the counter. I mean, it's not safe. Most of the women in my family when I was much younger took birth control pills. When I went in to get birth control pills, they asked me about the family history.
Mm-hmm.
And due to fibroids, tumors, lumps in breast, and everything else, they told me I couldn't have birth control pills. But there is birth control over the counter. In the form of condom, in the form of foam, and if you use it correctly and you have some common sense, go listen, go talk to the Catholic priest about how the rhythm method works, okay? If all else fails, there is birth control out there, okay? With over the counter, if you really want it, okay? But it's like you said, you have to use it properly. But birth control pills cost my mother her life. My cousin had a lumpectomy. I have aunts that have both had fibroids and uterine problems, lumps in the breast, uteruses removed, hysterectomies. I'm 50-something years old now. I never recommended that my daughter take birth control pills. I told her there were other means of controlling conception without abortion. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's not something to be taken lightly.
No. Thank you for your call. And let me see. Oh, there's so much I want to say on that. I mean, here's where I stand. I mean, I come from a family where if I even brought up sex, I'd lose a couple teeth. I mean, I just come from a family where, no, you don't talk about it. You don't even think about it. If you did, you know, and God didn't punish you, my parents would punish me. So there, it wasn't even an issue when I was growing up, which I think was kind of unfortunate. I don't think that's the best way to harbor a relationship on the child's kind of asking questions, because I ended up getting most of my information then from my friends and boyfriends. So you do want to have conversations with them. The rhythm method is a means. I think it's about 86% effective. The most the most recent statistic, we're at 86% effective with the rhythm method. Rhythm method, no, it has nothing to do with the music you play in the background. It's basically it's basically if you know when you ovulate and you have a pretty accurate idea based on your cycle, and if your cycle comes every 28 days like clockwork, you could pretty much figure out, okay, well, I avoid sex between days 10 and 18, and I should be safe. And avoiding sex between days 10 and 18, I should be good. And a lot of people actually do well. The problem is many teenagers don't have ideal periods. They don't have periods that are very predictable. So how do they know if you're ovulating? Some kids ovulate twice in a month. Some don't ovulate at all. So, even though the rhythm method is out there, and I know, you know, many Catholics practice it, et cetera, yeah, you know, there's still that 14% chance that these kids could get pregnant because they don't know. And, you know, with birth control being over the counter, I've never had a problem with so much it being non-safe. Just like with Plan B, when I tell you what's in Plan B, you know, birth control has been used for years, and for the most part, it is safe. God forbid your child carries a gene for blood clots. No, they should be nowhere near birth control. If they have liver tumors, they need to be away from birth control. So it's a very, very small subset of our population who shouldn't be using birth control. My problem is when you have birth control over the counter, there's no time, there's no opportunity for education on that. And if a child is going to get birth control because they don't want to get pregnant, that probably means they're not using condoms. And if a child isn't using condoms, that means they already don't have the sense to know what sex entails and what sex could, what repercussions could be from sex. So having birth control over the counter, to me, is just fostering and encouraging a pretty unsafe behavior by these children. Okay? You know, and I do believe that having to go to the doctor to get your birth control does cause a little bit of a barrier to have people think just twice. You know, I mean, we look at sex all the time in the movies and all the time in the TV shows where it's so easy. And of course, it has to be easy. That's why God made us. They, you know, nature, you know, gave us sexual organs so we could propagate. And remember, teenagers are, when back in caveman days, they were already giving birth to multiple children. Okay? You know, we as a society are kind of confining these kids to a classroom when really they, nature had made them to be out there mating uncontrollably. So we're confining them in a classroom. They're watching shows like Glee. They want to have sex. Okay? And just giving, letting them have birth control, right, over the counter, I think makes it a little too easy. And now we have pediatricians planning on doling out Plan B. Now, Plan B has levonorgestrel. It's a progesterone, but a high-dose progesterone. We've talked about estrogen and progesterone a lot on this show. Progesterone can actually prevent ovulation. It can also prevent implantation. It, don't mix up Plan B with RU-480. RU-480 is abortive. It would help abort a the RU-486, I'm sorry. That could cause miscarriage, abortion, etc. Could stop development of a fetus. What the high-dose progesterone does, usually Plan B, you pop two pills of the levonorgestrel in the morning. 12 hours later, you pop another two pills. So you're basically getting 1.5. You're basically getting 3 milligrams, whereas normal birth controls are in the micrograms. So this high-dose progesterone of the Plan B, it shouldn't cause clots. It shouldn't cause too many issues. We have seen abdominal bloating, nausea, dizziness. Sometimes you can have some bleeding. I don't like people taking Plan B without having a conversation with their doctor by any means. But to hand this out to 14-year-olds such that if they get pregnant, they just start popping these pills, what are we teaching our kids? You know, anytime I have a child coming in asking for birth control, I consider a child 15 years old, I go, okay, what's your plan if you get pregnant? Well, no, I don't have a plan to get pregnant. My plan is to go and take birth control. I go, yeah, but you realize birth control isn't 100% effective. So my question to you is, if you do get pregnant, what's your plan? Oh, well, I guess abortion. Is that a plan? You know, what if you can't get an abortion? What if nobody's going to pay for it? What is your plan on being pregnant? Oh, doctor, I don't even want to think about that. I couldn't imagine being pregnant. Well, if you cannot imagine the possibility of being pregnant, then maybe you shouldn't be having sex to begin with. There's tons of other things you could do out there to have fun. We're talking about a life, people. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now. 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Back back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Don't forget, we are going to Alaska next June at the end of the year. When are we going to? We're going at the end of June. Oh, my gosh. You see why I need a vacation? You see? End of June to 4th of July weekend to Alaska. Please go to my website and check that out. Don't forget, we also have the Dr. Dahlia app on Android phones. Please check that out as well. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want for those of you that have Android phones. Still not sure what's happening with iPhone. I'm going to talk to Ty, my love of GCN, and I'll find out what's going on over there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess with Casey Anthony, that she, this is kind of interesting, okay? Allegedly, Florida Sheriff's Office, okay, who had investigated the disappearance of Casey Anthony's 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee, possibly overlooked some evidence that somebody in their home did a Google search for quote-unquote foolproof suffocation methods. Now, this was done supposedly the day the girl was last seen alive. I mean, I know so many of us are so sick of the Casey Anthony story, but then something like this comes out and you're like, excuse me, are they even investigating this? Orange County Sheriff's Captain Angelo Nieves said Sunday that the office's computer investigator missed the June 16, 2008 search. Oh, really? The agency's admission was first reported by Orlando's television station WKMG. It's not known who performed the search. The station reported it was done on a browser primarily used by the 2-year-old's mother, Casey Anthony, who was acquitted of the girl's murder in 2011. Anthony's attorneys argued that during the trial, Casey Anthony had helped her father, George Anthony, cover up the girl's drowning in the family pool. But WKMG reports that the sheriff's investigators pulled 17 vague entries only from the computer's Internet Explorer browser, but not the Mozilla Foxfire browser commonly used by Casey Anthony. Well, that's a screw-up. More than 1,200 Foxfire entries, including the suffocation search, were overlooked. Whoever conducted the Google search looked for the term foolproof suffocation. Misspelling suffocation. She spelled suffocation with an I. Suffocation is spelled with an O. Then clicked on an article about suicide that discussed taking poison and putting a bag over one's head. They say the browser then recorded activity on the social networking site MySpace, which was used by Casey Anthony, but not the father. Now, a computer expert for Anthony's defense team found the search before the trial. Her lead attorney, Jose Baez, first mentioned the search in his book about the case, but suggested it was George Anthony who had conducted the search after Kaylee drowned because he wanted to kill himself. They say, not knowing about the computer search, prosecutors had argued Kaylee was poisoned with chloroform and then suffocated by duct tape placed over her mouth and nose. The girl's body was found 6 months after she disappeared in a field near the family home and was too decomposed for an exact cause of death. Just a horrible case. But are they kidding? You know, what is going on with these investigations? I'm really confused. The more we talk about these cases, we always talk about, well, there's evidence, and if it's found, it's not allowed to be brought up. Just like the whole Price is Right thing that we talked about last week. Price is Right is now up to up against an $8 million civil suit after one of the Price is Right models won $775,000 for claiming she was fired because she had taken off to have a baby. Yet a piece of evidence that would have helped them was the fact that 40% of the models have had pregnancies at one point or another. Employed models. So, you know, when you're kind of looking at this and you're looking at the justice system, you just kind of wonder. And it's, I know nothing's supposed to be fair, and I know in an ideal world, it would be nice if it were, but I don't like things being done half-assed. Now, if investigators are going to do things half-assed, then we're really screwed. Now, I'm not sure what's going to be happening with the George Zimmerman case and the Trayvon Martin case. I guess there's been some back and forth on getting school records, etc. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if there's going to be a case, all right, a murder case versus self-defense, then anything that's out there on George Zimmerman, anything that's out there on Trayvon Martin should be disclosed, period. Right? I know many of you think that same way with President Barack Obama's school records. Right? Kind of explaining the country of his birth, which has been a huge question since his school days. But anyway, I don't get how you can pick and choose evidence. I just don't get that. Now, some of you attorneys are probably listening going, well, that's just the way it is. I mean, yeah, there's evidence that could be thrown out, evidence that can't. Okay, if it's truly evidence, then it's worthy for the court. If it's not true evidence, then we consider it BS or something that wasn't substantiated. It wouldn't be evidence. I thought that if something was evidence, it's supposed to be brought to the court. You can't just pick and choose evidence. Now, if something's fake, if something's not verifiable, then that's not evidence. All right? That could be, you know, just some testimony. That could be a theory. But, you know, if we're talking about something that is deemed evidence, then it all should be used. And I'm starting to notice this with the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin case. Well, we're not going to use school records. We're not going to use this. We're not going to use, why not? Okay. If we are trying to build a case or trying to prosecute or trying to defend, don't you think all evidence should be out there? If not, we're going to think something is trying to be hidden. It doesn't make sense. If George Zimmerman has a criminal history, we need to know about it. If Trayvon Martin has a history of violence, we should know about it. But I guess courts do things differently, and you get to pick and choose. I just never thought that's the way things were done in the judicial system. I just thought things were more fair. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Military dogs being diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. If you thought our poor military men were dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder, the dogs going through it too. Okay, dogs have feelings too. Apparently Cora, a 5-year-old Belgian Malinois. Do you guys know what kind of a dog that is? Malinois? You probably, I pronounced it wrong. Spent months in Iraq sniffing out buried bombs. A push-button dog, meaning she didn't need much supervision. Little Cora would roam around detecting explosives and lie down when she found danger. In return, she would get treats or playtime. Yet, she didn't stay happy. She started to be very clingy, didn't want to leave her handler's side. Loud noises scared her, and she would start picking fights with other military dogs. She has now been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Apparently any stressful sound, loud sounds, sights of sounds of death scare her. Now, from what we understand, there is a $15 million military animal hospital devoted to treating these dogs. I guess we need to also train veterinarians on how to support these dogs with post-traumatic stress disorder, but just, you know, realize our animals go through the same. You know, we do a lot with our dogs, and we think our dogs can handle a lot, and they can. I've seen the dogs accidentally, you know, trip and fall and get their head stuck in a door and all that, and, you know, they're still happy-go-lucky, whereas the average human would complain about it. But, you know, again, you know, there are dogs, they're, you know, being used now in the military. They're dogs are used by in all the different facets that dogs are being used. Good for them. I think it's good. I mean, $15 million is kind of an expensive hospital, but, I mean, hopefully they're making headway or progress. Now, generic Lipitor, atorvastatin, has had to recall 40 lots, because there were batches of small glass particles. Ran Boxi, an Indian unit of Japan's Daiichi Sanko company, said the voluntary action would cause a temporary supply disruption. Okay, I'm sure the CDC or the atorvastatin website will have the lot names, but definitely check out your bottles. 90 and 500 pill atorvastatin, some glass found. Don't go away for another hour. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.